Good morning, this is John Raymond here, and it's really good to be with you this morning in spirit, if not in person. And I look forward to sharing with you what God has put on my heart. The theme of today's service is the greatness of God. And I'm reading Psalm 8 from the Good News Version of the Bible, starting at verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which you set in their places, what are human beings that you think of them? Mere mortals that you care for them. Yet you made them inferior only to yourself. You crowned them with glory and honour. You appointed them rulers over everything you made. You placed them over all creation, sheep and cattle, and the wild animals too. The birds and the fish and the creatures in the seas. O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. So the theme of this message today is the greatness of God. And I just want you to imagine for a minute that I've given you a photograph to look at. It might be a flower, it might be a picture of the woodland, it might be a sunset, it might be a bird. But each photo would remind you of God's creation and God's greatness. In Psalm 8, verse 1 and verse 9 says, O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. In Psalm 8, David pauses for a moment from all of his personal anguish and daily struggles to take a look afresh at how great God is. Up to now in the book of Psalms, David has been crying out to God in the morning and in the evening, bringing all of his frustrations and worries before God. But now David stops for a moment, looks up, and sees the greatness and the majesty of God. I thought of two well-known hymns which highlight the same theme. The first one is, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, the power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And another hymn, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. I was thinking that we have all had to pause in our life for the last 4 months during lockdown. During that time, I've noticed afresh the beauty of God's creation during my daily walk through the woods and the trees. I've noticed the light coming through the trees. I've noticed the flowers coming and going in their seasons. I've noticed the sea, the birds, the sunset, the butterflies, and the bees. And somehow it's been fresher to me this year. Perhaps that's because I've been walking every day and seen things come and go. Or perhaps it's because I'm not going out so much and I've got more time to think. But somehow the colours have been more vibrant and the air has been fresher. And I think I've appreciated it more. And just pausing for a moment to think, for each one of us, when was the last time that you paused and really looked at the wonders around you in the world, God's creation? Our lives are so busy and it's sometimes difficult to just pause, isn't it? When did you stop and think afresh about the greatness of God who created all of this? When did you pause and meditate on the greatness and majesty of God? Taking time to pause and to appreciate the vibrancy and creativity of nature has been a huge plus for me during lockdown. This has given me a balanced outlook on the crisis and helped me to remember that ultimately God is in charge. I think sometimes I've had to curtail myself listening to the news over the last few months because it's all bad news, isn't it? And I think just looking at the world around me and looking at God's view of the picture somehow gives a balance to my life. I hope that makes sense to you. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on Psalm 8, says, "This psalm is a solemn meditation on and admiration of the glory and greatness of God." If you remember one verse today, I'd like it to be Psalm 8, verse 1 and 9, which says, "O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world." So, using Psalm 8 as our guide, let's look at how God has shown his greatness to mankind. So, firstly, as I've said, through creation, and you can read that in Psalm 8, verse 1, verse 3, and verse 9. And just take a time to meditate on those verses and to think what God has created, what God has given us. Two, we are reminded of our weakness and frailty compared with God's greatness and majesty. In Psalm 8, verse 3 to 4, it says, "When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which you set in their places, what are human beings that you think of them? Mere mortals that you care for them." And this shows us really, even though that we often think of ourselves as being weak and insignificant, that God loves and cares for us as well as caring for his creation. The third thing that Psalm 8 tells us is that God chose to bless us and to appoint us as guardians over his created order of things. So Psalm 8, verse 5 to 8 says, "Yet you made them," that's human beings, "inferior only to yourself. You crowned them with glory and honor. You appointed them rulers over everything you made. You placed them over all creation, sheep and cattle, and the wild animals too, the birds and the fish and the creatures in the seas." And if I can link that to Genesis 1, verse 26 to 28, where the Bible says, "Then God said, and now we will make human beings. They will be like us and resemble us. They will have power over the fish and the birds and all animals, domestic and wild, large and small. So God made us in his image and gave us dominion over his creation. And again, when I look out at that creation, it's an amazing thing. Now, I know we've, as mankind, I mean, we've made a bit of a mess of it, but God still loves and cares for us. The springtime and the autumn come around every year. The seasons continue, and God continues to bless us. And the fourth thing that Psalm 8 shows us is that our praise and worship of God reaches the very heights of heaven and is important to God. So Psalm 8 verses 1 to 2 says, O Lord, our Lord, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens. It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you. So that reminds us that God recognizes our weakness and frailties. God looks at us as his children, and God wants us to give him praise and worship for all he has done for us. In conclusion then of this short message, some questions. When was the last time you stopped and really looked at a beautiful flower? When did you last bother to go and see a beautiful sunset at Westward Hill? When did you take time to meditate on how great God is? I'd encourage you to take a few minutes today and through the rest of the week to read Psalm 8 and to recognize how God has blessed you personally this week. Then you may want to praise and worship God for all that he means to you. So just pause, just meditate, just reflect, and give God the praise and the worship and the glory that he deserves. Amen. I'd like to finish with a prayer if I could, just to pray for us really, as we appreciate who God is. Oh Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your wonderful creation, and I just ask that you would help us to pause and to take time to reflect on what you've given us. I pray that we wouldn't let the things of this world take over our lives, and that we would find time to think about you and your wonderful world. Oh Lord, I know how hard it is to do that, but Lord, just help us, we pray, through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, Amen.